Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's your boy Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake Chichi Benson, coming at you from the Gas Digital Studios here in the East Village. International superstar Zach D'Amico with me as always.
How you doing, brother?
Yay, yay.
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 Feeling pretty good, man. This is a Friday show. Right now, if you guys are watching live, hopefully you guys are coming tonight to Columbus, Ohio. Ohio. Tonight, me and Aaron Berg, the Offend Everyone Tour, continues to ride on. We have three incredible guests in studio today. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him and love him from the Here's the Scenario podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Brendan Sagalo returns.
Hey. What's up, everybody? Look how fun this corner looks in comparison. We look like we're about to sing a bar song.
Look at this baloney and faggot sandwich.
That's our bar band name.
Oh, what happened?
Also, too much you know fun. Him and you love him from the Bye Guys podcast here on the Gas Digital Network. And also from the brand new podcast, Being Ian on the Bobby Kelly's fucking...
No, on my...
Fatapalooza.
Network.
Fatapalooza.
Patreon.
Patreon.
Patreon.com/BeingIanPod.
Finances here.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, man.
Ian trying to redeem himself from his appearance on Legion of Skanks this week. He almost wasn't here.
Was so funny.
Shannon's mad at me right now because I did cancel on Ian. I was so mad at him that I was like, during Legion of Skanks,
he was being Ian.
He wasn't. Also, ladies and gentlemen, Jamie Kilstein is here.
Hey, everybody.
Before I get into why I hate Ian, I should introduce everybody, I guess.
Did Ian have the hibbity dibbities?
Is this, because no. I'm feeling, you know, Louis isn't, you're not the chipper guy that I know you to usually be.
I'm chipper.
Not as chipper. And that's fine.
I'm chipped.
There's no weakness in not being.
I'm chipping.
You're chipping chapping?
You I'm seem chipped. Down.
A little down. And now, is it Ian's fault?
No. I trained this morning. I've been up since 6 a.m. I mean, full disclosure, me and my son's mother are back at it again with the school thing. She's trying to fucking make me go to school in New York City again this year. That's actually, it's tearing my soul out of my body. I don't want to discuss it.
Okay. This situation is so fucked up that I'm on Lewis's side.
Yeah.
Do you know how hard that is for me emotionally?
It's crazy. On the way over here, she texted me. She was like, we need to talk. And then I was like, all right, like, so I call her right away. She was like, I'll call you in a few. And I was like, why would you text me? We need to talk.
What a power.
That's the worst
thing. Not be prepared to talk.
No, I hate that.
Right there, right then.
That's online when people text you and they go, I got to say something. And it's like, just say it in the entire text, please, because I'm having a fucking panic attack.
Because I'm assuming the worst.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah, make your guts drop.
I'm assuming, I was like, well, like, first of all, like, do I have AIDS? When's the last time I had sex with her? All right, I don't have AIDS. Good, thank God. All right, AIDS is off the table. Thank Jesus. So then I go, whew. So then immediately I go, this probably has to do with my son. Fucking school. No, I knew it was a school.
That's number three.
Well, I knew she wouldn't say we need to talk if James was dead. That'd be crazy.
Hey, can you call me later? Need to discuss.
Then I thought it was.
I'm free.
So in my head I was like, it's one of two things. I was like, it's either she's gonna talk to me about the school, because it's right about this time that we're about to register him for the school in Jersey, or
you have
AIDS. No, he told her, like, the other night I made a joke. I don't remember, what was even the joke? I was talking about how
was it your mom had
two
AIDS?
Jews and a black walk into a bar.
What do you call a black pilot?
Canceled.
Hey, James. I made a joke. We were going to get Korean barbecue, and I made a joke. Something about how I was like, oh, the next
now
girl.
This dog.
I was like, we were talking about my type. That's right. We were talking about his type of girl. Because I was like, who's your celebrity? No, celebrity crush. I was like, who's your celebrity crush?
All right.
And then he was like, I don't have a celebrity crush, but if I did, it would be Gal Gadot.
Sue, you know,
James
Wonder
said
Woman.
This?
Yeah, James said this. And then I was like, oh,
don't fucking Jew.
And then I was like, oh.
He's a supporter of the IDF.
And then I was like, well, what about the chick who plays Harley Quinn?
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah. And I was like, have you seen her without the makeup? And then he was like, no. So then I showed her without the makeup, and he goes, that'd be my number two.
Wow. That's pretty progressive,
attaboy,
too.
Yeah, James is fucking, you know. So then we're talking about celebrity
crushes. By the
way,
all this is just a Hail Mary, please don't be gay, please don't be gay. Oh, I went through so many of these conversations with my father.
So
he's just showing you superheroes. He's hot.
He still calls you. He's like, are you still wearing that shirt?
So then he was like, who's your celebrity crush? This, we were all, me, my sister, my aunt, my brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. So I made a joke, and I said, Casey Anthony. And then he goes, who's Casey Anthony?
Back
and
to
then
Google.
I was like, well, there's this woman who murdered her children and got away with it, right?
Oh.
Right?
Slip of the
And then
tongue.
I was like, ha, 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 ha.
Lewis.
And then my niece and my son were like, what?
We're your children.
Why would a parent murder their own children and get away with it?
And you support this, Dad?
Yeah. So then I sort of ignored it. I'm like, whatever. We ate dinner. It was fine. We get in the car. As soon as we get in the car, dude, he's like visibly upset.
Really,
and I was like, what's wrong? He's like, you told me about this woman. She murdered her children. Like, why would someone? And I was like,
that's
James.
A hard segue from celebrity crushes.
So then I was like, James, I was like, I was kidding. I was like, that doesn't even exist. I was like, nobody would do that to their own children.
Oh,
I was like, he was like,
God.
What was your name? And I was like, I don't even remember the name I said. I was like, I made it up. Yeah. I was like, how funny. I was like, that was the joke. Don't you get it? Like, I would date a woman that would murder her children. Ha ha ha. And then he goes, ha, ha, wow. He was like, thank I would have had nightmares. It really bothered me so much. So I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, my
so I texted
God.
My sister, and I was like, Jenny, never mention the words Casey Anthony to this kid again. I was like, this has got to be out of his head, because if you mention this to his mom, it's going to be a whole to-do. So when his mom texted me, we got to talk. All this is playing through my head.
Also, I got to know, James is, like, of the age, and he's real intelligent.
Yeah.
So, like, if you try to make, like, an aside joke and then brush it away.
Yeah, no.
He can tell that he smells it on
yes.
you.
Yes, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
he digs in.
Yeah, fucking Dave.
I
Zach's
fucked up.
Tried to make a few jokes.
I fucked up hard.
And I have to look at him, like, no, James gets fucking subtlety, dude. He's not a two-year-old where you're like,
yeah,
oh,
no, I had to learn the hard way, because he wouldn't drop one.
He R-A-P-E-D'd her. Dad, I can spell.
Right. Trying to explain to James for 20 minutes why I made a joke about his mom being Jane Goodall.
I like the idea that James is going to grow up not thinking that Jane Goodall or Casey Anthony are real. Lewis neuralizes him with actual reality.
Doggy. Yeah,
it was a real oopsie-doodle.
So in my head, I'm going, holy shit, dude, she's going to be mad about this fucking Casey Anthony thing, or it's the school. And in my, it was funny, it's like the school thing genuinely affects my life.
What is the school thing?
She wants him to go to school in New York.
Why?
Because he goes to a really good school here, and she likes him being a city kid. It's all to do with her fucking opinion. It has nothing to do with what's best for him, right? So, and I want him to go to school in the suburbs so he could have friends and have play dates and climb trees and ride bikes.
Because
right now his life is too split up, right? So it's this big debate for a year and a half now.
Plus
it's
the commute is fucking bananas.
It's an hour each way. He commutes every day. It's
Speaking
fucking
of
wild.
Jane Goodall.
Yeah, it's fucking so.
Because nice. Of bananas, you know.
Hey, yeah.
Look, I hadn't said anything for a little bit, and I.
I like a good joke.
I like a good joke. There you go. I thought it was because she had to go back and forth to Africa.
So listen, what I did was, as I was going through those two scenarios in my head, I was like, fuck, dude. And the school thing is, like, the biggest deal. Like, we've been
I really hope it's Casey Anthony.
No, I was hoping, like, in my mind, I had more anxiety about the Casey Anthony thing, because there I was wrong. At least with the school thing, like, I'm right.
Right.
Even though it's way more of a, like.
It affects your life.
In such a massive way.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I was still getting more anxiety about the Casey Anthony thing, and I was like, fuck, dude. Fuck. Please, James. Don't remember this
good thing.
Thing
you didn't answer the phone. Like, look, it was just a Casey Anthony joke.
Yeah.
Look, he's got to learn one day. People murder their children. Well, I thought he was going to be able to. I almost told him recently that my father was murdered, because he thinks my father died in a car accident. Mm-hmm. Right, he thinks I told him a drunk driver killed my dad. Mm-hmm. So he still knows there's a villain. Somebody did something wrong.
Yeah,
like you know,
right,
but you know, I think it's a lot for
How
like.
How old is he?
He's 9. But yeah, for like a, you know, a man to fucking stab, you know.
And then he might worry that might happen to you.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
opens
up. We're
reading Harry Potter, and I was sort of inspired because Harry Potter's finding out what happened to his parents, and I was like, all right, Jameson, let me tell you. And I didn't. I for some reason, I didn't, and he would not have handled it well.
No.
There's no way. It would have been bad.
You'll know when it's looking okay.
Does he not know that people murder people?
Does
he get the concept of death?
Am I being like a pussy with my kid by sugarcoating?
No, I think you're doing an extra good job.
I think you're doing a good job. Although I am excited for you guys to get into like a fight when he's a little older and you're like, Casey Anthony's fucking real.
By the way, I invited a guest over for dinner.
It's Casey.
Come on
Anthony.
In, Casey.
Spooky.
It's Halloween. Jane's like, I want to dress up like Casey Anthony.
Yeah, so that's why if you're noticing on me that I am a little bit stressed. It's nothing to do with Ian last night.
It makes me happy. Actually.
It has to do fucking this whole situation.
Oh,
right
and
now.
That was weighing on you last night.
And
too.
I'm going to Italy in a few days. There's a lot going on right now in my life.
I had no idea.
You're weight cutting. I mean, you're not going crazy with it, but like that shit affects you.
Everything affects me. Yeah. So I'm trying to sort of get ahead of it.
Your mustache is getting closer to a Hitler stash.
Ian last night was, and let me, I know I was being a little bit salty and I could have far, but probably rolled with the punches a little bit better. But he wasn't doing. It wasn't like he was coming in and busting balls. I mean this. There's nobody with a thicker skin than me in the world. I would say that. I would debate in the world. Nobody takes ball busting better than me.
They're evolving to take knives deeper.
I'm the guy. Yeah. I'm the guy. Yeah. I'm telling you right now. I'm really good at getting my balls busted. It wasn't just getting my fucking balls busted. It was Ian being annoying.
You don't respect Ian.
No, it wasn't about respecting Ian, because I do respect Ian. It was Ian was purposefully being annoying, purposely doing, and then Big J was like egging him on.
That was totally.
Which, and then the audience was laughing at what Big J was saying. And then Big J would over the top laugh at bad jokes that Ian was saying, and then the audience would laugh at Big J's.
And then I would continue to make bad jokes.
It was nothing worse than when someone's making a bad joke and the crowd is like, or when someone says something.
And then I'm sitting there, I'm going like, at one point, I'm going like, all right, well, there's no path for me to go here that's going to like win this. I was like, it's not like if I try to double down and bust his balls. It's going to fucking bomb with the room right now because the big funny thing is that I'm getting my fucking...
Yeah, yeah.
So then Ian starts fucking trashing me and he's like, I'm funnier than you. I'm this, that, and you. I'm that. I'm going like, Ian, I invited you here.
Yeah.
Nobody else wanted you here. I'm the guy who invites you to everything.
That's not true.
The only fucking guy who invites you around to these things. How about you just fucking kind of come in and be a little cool?
I
just wanted to articulate that somehow where it's like, I'm like... I'm on your side, cocksucker.
You're
gonna lose me.
Can I say?
And that's when I texted Shannon. You know, I was like, kick him off the show tomorrow, dude, because I don't want him on the show.
Ian, before you even say it, but in Ian's defense, he did come in today and bring Byron a donut.
I brought donuts for everyone.
Byron ate my donut, which is fucking also crazy. Byron, you can't eat donuts that people bring to the studio. That's not your job. Are we still paying you right now? You're not being paid anymore. That's it. You're fired. You can still be here, but you're fired. You're dead.
May I say...
You can at least have a donut.
May I say, I...
You may, gay. Hey.
I kind of want to lay...
That joke would have killed last night.
It would have fucking murdered.
I would have
fucking murdered. If Ian said it to the crowd.
It would have killed.
You know what sucks? And then I'm looking at my crowd. I'm like, you fucking trading scumbag motherfucker.
I've never seen the heart love getting under your skin. It's fun. And we have a very cat and mouse relationship. I was under the impression that it was all jokes. Kayfabe, wrestling... I get one in on you, and then you fail, and then Big J was egging on. I thought it was like wrestling. I had no idea that it was like truly upset. If I had had an inkling of that, I would have stopped.
No, I'm good at being angry.
Yeah.
So it does still work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm great
funny,
at
angry.
Broadcasting. Yes. Yes, I understand.
Yes,
that.
And we have a thing that I was just better at you than last night.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
I love having fun with you. I love going back and forth.
Shut up, Gabriel.
A heartfelt text I sent you on Father's Day, which you never responded to.
I didn't respond to it.
I know.
Good for you, dude.
I know.
Not even the thumbs up.
I got a lot of things going on.
You know.
Lewis.
By the way, I was gonna. I had such a great smash for Ian last night. This is how dejected I was, and I knew there was no winning. Right.
Yeah.
So me and Ian were having this back and forth, and Big J was egging on the crowd. The crowd was on Ian's side. I was like, it's not gonna win. And then they brought up the guy getting his dick sucked in the bleachers. It was an empty crowd, and I was going to be like, look, it's an Ian show. And it was great. And it would have smashed at any other thing. And I literally went, it was the point. I shit you not. See? I literally, what's the point? There's no point.
Oh my God.
What a waste.
You ruined his hope.
Ian gaslit you last night. You were just sitting there feeling fucking crazy.
I didn't take the shot, dude.
Lewis is like,
I didn't take the shot, dude.
Yep. Look,
I didn't gaslight. I won.
Whoa.
I enjoyed it. I love going back and forth, and I play into the thing to like bug you and everything. I didn't know that you were like previously upset.
Hey, Ian.
And I love you.
Ian.
What? Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes.
Chill. Let's do plugs. Let's do some plugs. Plug o'clock, baby boys. What do you got to plug, Ian?
Well, Animal69 on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. BNIanPod.
Shannon, do you have any footage from any of Ian's shows?
Yeah,
you probably do.
Play the clip I just posted.
Let me check.
Yeah, go check if you have any of his crowds. Go ahead.
I forget where, but someone just told me I sold better than you. Anyway, I think it was hilarious.
Byron, get out. Byron actually has to leave now.
Yeah, this is a real
Byron,
one.
You're not just egging people on not liking me every time. No, no, you get here, take this, go.
Oh, he does it every time?
Yeah, it's the thing that I don't know what Byron's thing is. I'm the boss, Byron. You know that, right? No, go. Go for the day. No, go for the day. Take this and go for the day.
It's serious if Lou is giving
serious.
Up the day.
I want him gone for the day. I don't, whatever it is, his thing, it's every day. Every day, it's Byron in the background going, oh, look, Lewis is getting butt fucked. Get out. Go home for the day. Come back tomorrow, and we can see if you have a better attitude. Thanks.
He's going to come back on a Saturday?
Thanks. I'm serious. I'm 100% serious. I want him off premises for the day.
Look, man.
Oh, we have to watch him walk by, too, I just realized.
It's fucking ridiculous. You think, maybe read the 48 Laws of Power. This isn't how you're going to get ahead.
This is number 27.
This isn't how you're going to get ahead.
But,
you should want me on your side, you fucking idiot.
To be fair,
you should want me on your side. You shouldn't want fucking Ian on your side here at Gas Digital. Get the fuck out. Go.
Did I not just help you by getting him out?
You're welcome. More fucking
go
psyops.
To IanFinance.com.
Go to fucking Adam Carolla's studio already. Leave. I've never seen somebody say, hey, I'm gone, and then stand around and try to dunk on their fucking boss for 2 weeks afterwards.
You know?
In your mind, you're not in your... He's so far down the fucking rung of importance here. I don't know what the fucking confidence comes from. He needs to get out.
How did he leave? Was it like...
He hasn't.
He came and he's like, hey boss, he made me an offer I can't refuse.
No.
I swear to
how
God.
Much he said, hey, actual boss? Money?
And I was like, I don't know, I don't care.
He's talking about paying me.
No, we pay him, which is fucked up, which is even more fucked
I know,
up.
I was kidding.
We shouldn't have paid him. We started paying him. I was like, he's just here every day. I was like, we gotta give him something. Because he's just
what
here
does
every
he
day.
Even do?
I don't know.
I just thought he was a
he's
fan.
He's a climber. He's
I didn't know.
He's a fucking opportunist climber.
I thought he was just a fan.
And I have to sit here and fucking have him in the background going, the hell, look at Lewis getting made fun of. Shut up. Get out. Get off the fucking property that I pay for. Don't sit in the chair that I pay for. Those are my chairs. This is my heir. Do you understand what? Is it lost on people that I'm the fucking owner of this place? Is it fucking lost?
Yeah. Thick skin Lewis is the owner of this place. Nothing gets under his skin. Now get the fuck
get
out
the
of here.
Fuck out.
No one's got a thicker skin than him. Get the fuck out of here.
I have a thick skin.
Look, I'm the guy. Nothing gets under my skin. Did you eat the last donut?
This is my chair.
This is my heir.
Go
this
over
is
there.
My heir. Oh, no.
This isn't fair.
Oh, no, a bear.
Shannon, am I being crazy right now, or was that satisfying for me to kick Byron out? Shannon loved it.
I'm okay with it.
Shannon loved it.
I also have a short, I have a few seconds of Ian's audience, if you want.
Please, show Ian, show the latest Ian show that sells better than me, apparently.
Oh, let's see. Something's wrong. Hold on. There was a problem.
There you go.
Hold
nothing.
Hold on. Wait. Do you see it?
God damn it, Shannon.
Okay.
Let's see.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Live. Good job, Shannon.
Ian runs a 2-for-1 promotion as his fans come dressed as chairs.
I'm sick of it.
Oh, that's great.
I'm sick of it. Whatever Byron's thing is, just in the background, constantly being like, oh, like.
Get a lot of confidence when you get stuff. Fucking your own dick.
But it's so nice to see Lewis turn on somebody when you agree with Lewis. God, yeah.
You've agreed to Lewis twice today.
The person that was helping design everything over here, I don't think has ever acknowledged me as a human being, even though I'm here every day.
Yeah.
The other day I was sitting on the couch, she got a minute or something. So instead of going, excuse me, she just literally hit me in the thigh until I got up.
Jesus.
Like I was just a dog. And the other day, Lou was like, what are you doing? She's like, I help Ralph. And Lou was like, I own this building. Like, Lou just lost it. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah. She's like, you know me. I help. I was like, I know. I'm the owner here. Yeah. What are you doing right now? You're measuring my wall. Why?
Yeah.
Let me know what you're being paid for, what my money is going to, because you work for me. Everyone works for me here. It needs to be pointed out. Am I losing my mind?
No, that lady drives me fucking nuts.
Yeah, dude.
When she's not making costumes for The Incredibles, she's here just being a fucking rude bitch.
I'm not trying to be fucking rude to Byron, but am I wrong that he's a little bit too comfortable and a little bit too... whatever it is.
Well, I will say it says something about you and how much he loves you that he's still here and he's not even working here anymore. Like, willing to go and do, like...
He has nowhere else to go.
He's still being paid. He has nowhere to go. He's homeless right now.
Nuh-uh.
Whatever the job is... Ralph, did Byron leave? Make sure he's not on that other side. He's not allowed in here today.
He's hiding.
If he's hiding.
Shivering in the corner.
Make sure he's not in his nest. He had a nest of, like, food wrappers and clothes hidden in the...
Never in my life. I've never you try to help people in this fucking world. Try to help people, and they just regularly smack you in the face.
Whoa!
He's homeless.
Do you think live on Legion of Skanks.
He's gone. Wait, hold on, Ralph. Please, if he's not gone, I'm gonna.
He killed himself.
Lewis, you have to come here right now.
We have a problem.
He
hung himself with his own dick.
We now have two things I can't tell my son.
And I told him he's got to leave. So he's packing up his shit now.
Good. He's got to go. I'm sick of it.
Do you think it's the thing where... So my brothers are all really funny, and they're funnier than me. And so on the family text thread, we will all make fun of each other. And they make fun of each other like comics. Like, they're funny, they're smart, and we can go really cutting. And my dad, not a comic, not funny at all, every once in a while, he'll, like, try to do it.
Yeah.
And it'll just be horrific, where we'll all be ribbing on each other, and then my dad's like, yeah, and Jamie disappointed us all when he didn't go to college and did comedy, and we're just like, what the fuck? And so we had this phase where, you know how, like, families will have, like, offshoot text threads when, like, there's the family one and then dad says something stupid, and then it's like, okay, all the brothers have the dad said something stupid fucking side text thread, and we'll just be like, is he just, like, a mean asshole, like, is he getting older? And we just realize, no, he's trying to be funny. And I wonder if that kind of shit happens with the people who, like, work for comedy people, where it's like, yeah, we're all roasting, but if you're not funny, you just come off as a fucking
not
asshole.
Only for people that work, it's also on Twitter, on YouTube, anyone who listens to comedy, anybody who celebrates comedy as, like, a religion. They're all trying to bust our balls, and they're fucking mean.
Yes, it's just mean. why'd you block me? I thought you were a comic. I'm like, you literally just brought up all of my trauma and called me a faggot. To, like, that's why.
That being said, I do have the thickest skin.
But maybe that's what's going on here. But here's the thing. Byron wasn't trying to work. Byron's trying to be, like, an on-air personality. He's a bit at the point he's trying to do open mics. He's not trying to be a producer. He's not trying to be a fucking hustler.
That's the
problem. So my thing is, I don't even care. Like, I just... I feel like he shouldn't even be able to bust Shannon's balls. Like, he's so far down that he should just be fucking biting. Shut up, Shannon. You're far down, too. He should be biting down on his fucking mouthpiece and fucking just going to work and going to town and not thinking about anything else. And that's not the attitude. The attitude was he came in here for a few weeks. He just floated around, got high every day, got everybody high every day. Didn't really try to turn it into a real job. And then when Adam Carolla's producers came in here, he tried to angle and go get a job with another company. It's just sort of a...
How did he get a job
at
Corolla if he didn't have a job here?
I don't know.
A janitor at the office.
I think she was like, he was being very like, he's an ass kisser. He's a climber. So these people come in and he's like, oh, hey, can I help you? And they're like, oh, you're somebody like you is great. And then my assumption was, well, I don't really have a job here. I'm kind of like just interning or whatever. And they were like, oh, yeah, if you ever come out to LA, please. And then he started following up and got the job. Which is fine, but they're going to realize very quickly that he's a fucking retard climber and that the next opportunity that comes to him, he's going to try to fucking angle for it. He's not actually trying to work. This is the reality.
Are you going
to
let him come back?
No. I don't even know if I'm going to let him come back tomorrow into here to help out until he goes.
Who's going to bring the dab rig?
I don't like that. I don't like it. Whatever it is, I don't like it.
So, Brendan, what do you got to plug?
Also, can I just say, I love how Shannon slowly started fading the plug music out. That was incredible. That was amazing.
Yeah, what do you got?
Oh, this comes out Friday? Great. Portland, Maine, Saturday, August 27th. And then I am going to be at Stand Up Live, Arizona. A bunch of other dates. I just blanked. Stand Up Live Arizona, Comedy on Carlson, Governor's Long Island, Philadelphia Punchline. I'm starting to headline. I'm really loving it. Thank you guys so much for coming out. It means a lot. I'm having a ton of fun. We're having fun out there. Being Ian.
Don't go see Ian on the road. Lewis. No. He sells better than me already, so he doesn't really need you guys.
You saw my tickets. There's no one there.
The tables have turned.
There's no one there. Being Ian podcast. It's brand new. Having fun. Bye, guys. Every Thursday on the Gas Digital Network. And thank you guys for all the support. Appreciate it.
August 29th, I'm headlining New York Comedy Club on 24th Street and 2nd Avenue. Please come out to that. And then the big one, the 9th and 10th, me, Mike Feeney, and Mike Cannon are doing a live podcast / stand-up at the Vulcan Gas Company in Texas. Please come out to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be freaking awesome. And for everything... What? Oh, fuck.
I'm going to be in Austin.
When?
I forgot. September 21st to the 24th.
And also check out the Patreon, patreon.com/scenariopod, and then brendansagalow.com for more tickets.
Oh, also, can I just say, every year Sagalow posts a video of his stand-up anniversary, and it's one of my favorite videos of all time.
Thanks, man.
It is incredibly funny.
Jamie?
I am headlining one of my favorite clubs on the planet, which I've never headlined before, Zany's in Nashville, on September 8th, and then September 9th and 10th, I'm headlining in Chattanooga at the Comedy Catch, which I've never been to. I have a podcast called A Fuck Up's Guide to the Universe, which you can get at jamiekilsteinpodcast.com, or just look it up on Spotify and iTunes. And then the tour dates, you can get tickets at jamiekilstein.com/tour. Follow me on social media at Jamie Kilstein on Twitter, at the Jamie Kilstein on Instagram. I also, Vulcan fucking is a great room, and those are great comics, and I know I actually have a lot of people out in Austin, so go see them.
Thanks.
And Ian and Lewis and Zach and all that shit too.
Zach,
if you're listening live tomorrow night, Saturday night, I am at Comedy at Carlson with Chris Figa and Andy Malef Arena. And if you're in the Brooklyn area, Catalyst Wrestling, September 18th, we'll be at Chilo's in Brooklyn. Tequila, tacos, wrestling. Come out.
Lots of live stuff coming up right now, guys. Great. Tonight, if you guys are watching live right now, tonight, Columbus, Ohio, Mikey's Late Night Slice Event Space. Me and Aaron Berg, the Offend Everyone Tour, rides on. September 7th, we're going to be at Looney's Comedy Club in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Denver Improv on the 8th. LA Comedy Club in Las Vegas, Nevada on the 9th. And then we're doing The Depraved on September 11th at the Comedy Store featuring myself, Zach Amico, Aaron Berg. By the way, Aaron on all these shows, Zach's on all these shows, the Denver shows, the Colorado Springs shows, Vegas, and on The Depraved. We also added Adam Carolla, Neil Brennan, Julia McCullough. Show's going to be fucking wild. So grab those tickets. That's definitely going to sell out. Then we're in Syracuse, Albany, Tampa, Plano, Texas, Philadelphia. Skankfest is coming up. Lots of stuff coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab tickets for all those shows and more. We keep on adding dates. Me and Aaron are finishing this tour in January. January is the last month of the tour, so grab tickets. We'll be in Portland. We'll be in fucking Miami. We're going to be all over the place, so grab tickets for all those shows. And if you guys love this show, subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all the shows here on the network. Thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else. Early release on episodes, ad-free episodes, uncensored, access to the Racist live chat, and many other member benefits. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. You save $1.50 a month if you keep the membership. And if you subscribe before September 1st, we're raising the prices by like a buck on September 1st. If you subscribe before September 1st, you get to keep your price. You're not going to have a price raise for you guys. Oh, this is the last time that we're going to grandfather people in. So if you subscribe after September 1st, if there's a price raise, you also are going to have the price raise. Just like YouTube or fucking Netflix or any of these other companies, that's the way it's going to be. This is the last chance to be grandfathered in. Be one of the originators, one of the original supporters of Gas Digital. And that's that.
I feel like you guys missed a real opportunity to make the price hike on September 11th for marketing purposes.
Yeah. It would have been good.
It would have been good.
Would have been smart.
Can I also say that I was on the Offend Everyone tour in Austin, and it was fucking great. And to watch sweet little Duncan Trussell with all of his little Buddhist thoughts and stuff laugh so funny at some of the most horrific jokes I've ever heard was just fucking great.
Yeah, Duncan was the fucking man. He came out, and that was awesome. Yeah, Jamie murdered it on those shows. Yeah, it's been great. If you guys go to my YouTube channel, if you guys want to watch some footage from it, watch Summer of Lewis. We have some footage from that week. Specifically, if you guys want to see what's up, me and Aaron, it's great, dude. It really is a great show. Me and Aaron go up at the end. We do like 25 minutes, a half an hour together. And Aaron's one of the filthiest, funniest motherfuckers on the planet. So, yeah, come out and support. All right. Let's see.
Let's get into some stories.
Let's get into some stories. I feel bad now because I kicked Byron out. Now I'm feeling.
Do you? You feel like
I feel guilty. Shannon, do I?
All right, bring him back.
Was I being too harsh?
Bring him back.
He never left.
He's under the table. All right, guys.
The only thing that I guess you can feel is just that he thought he was part of the fun, and then all of a sudden, he was being yelled at. So like,
no,
I
he's
get
not part of the fun.
It's my dad.
But that he get. I don't know. I get it.
Yeah, well, life has harsh lessons. What are we talking about?
What, did Byron leave, Andrea? Byron's gone? Good.
Where does he go?
I don't know where
Isn't
he
homeless?
Hopefully
you just threw a homeless man on the street?
Yeah, you just put
I sent him home.
Man?
I sent him
What, fucking Avenue A?
You know, what am I supposed to do? You think he learned the fucking lesson a little bit to come in and be like, oh, yeah, that's the boss. I should fucking kiss his ass a little bit.
He probably did think he wasn't.
No, I'm the one.
But I don't know how.
I'm the one who literally was like, oh, we should pay Byron because he's coming in every day and he's like helping out. It's like, let's give him a little bit of cash. I don't feel comfortable with
him. I think you guys both breathe today. He comes in tomorrow.
No.
Beat.
And then you kill him.
And then you murder
him. I will say this. If I were him, I'd be crying right now.
Andrea, was I too harsh on Byron?
I would be hysterical.
No. Andrea's heartless.
Andrea doesn't care.
Andrea is a cold T-1000.
Andrea, come in the producer booth, Andrea. I want to get your opinion here because Andrea is technically Byron's direct supervisor, and I had Byron work underneath Andrea.
Andrea's
he's
also
the assistant to the office manager.
He's the assistant to the office manager.
Andrea's very nice. She's reasonable.
Andrea, was I? You don't think I was too harsh to Byron just now? Because I'm feeling a little guilty. I am a nice person deep down. I feel like I might be taking out of my Ian frustration and my son's mother's frustration on Byron.
Those two bitches.
So what if you are taking your frustrations out on Byron? Isn't that kind of what he's here for?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, the Devil Wears Prada.
Do you think that Byron is a little bit of a snake in the grass? Oh, yeah, you got it.
That felt like a leading question, but I'm still here for this.
Some sort of foresight and planning, which I have seen every day that he lacks.
Wait, hold on one second. Go ahead. Say that again.
That would imply some sort of foresight and cunning that I know that he lacks.
This is what he should have done. So, right? He should have contacted you and been like, hey, boss, I got an offer. I'm not taking it because I'm not taking it as of now because I like you so much. But this is their offer. What do you think I should do?
No. I don't even think he should have done that.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
He should have just been on.
It might be a great offer.
he should have been like, he should have come and be like, hey, dude, like Adam, I started talking to Adam Carolla's people, and it was like, they offered me a job. And I was like, oh, you pursued it. And he was like, yeah, a little bit. It was like, you know, honestly, like, move back to California sounds great. My chick lives out there. It was like, honestly, I don't know that I'm going to be able to be a producer here. It doesn't seem like there's a... I would be like, more power to you, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this whole... dude, they pursued me. They came after me. Get the fuck out of here.
You could also, like, ask for... I've asked you for advice a lot. You can ask... I would ask my... If I liked my boss and, like, we had a good...
if I was getting high with my boss every day...
If I was constantly bringing in a literal torch for him to do drugs with...
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, can I ask your advice? And I would almost phrase it like, you know what I want
to
do
here. By the
way,
it didn't even matter. He came to me and the way he did it, I was like, I get what it is. I didn't even give... I swear to God. What was my reaction? I was like, more power to you.
You seem more mad at the disrespect shit.
I'm here. He is in the background, like giggling. Fucking, like last night, he throws a sugar packet at me. Like
that was a lot.
And I'm like, dude, it's like you're not one of us. Like whatever's going on in your head, you're not a guy who's jumping on the show and throwing sugar packets at Lewis. I don't know what the fuck you think is going on here. When I say the level of comfort, that's really what I'm talking about. It's to the point where I'm going. It's like, well, what are you doing here? You're at this point, you don't even work here. You're not one of us. You fucking left to go grab another opportunity. And you're not even like, you think you're dunking on me, Byron? Is that what the fuck's going on? I don't feel bad at all.
Andrea has something to add.
Please, Andrea.
He's also gay.
This same woman of which he speaks, Crystal,
yes.
Wonderful, also offered me a job not knowing my first name.
Wow, offered you a job not knowing your first name.
What if she's so just crazy?
In, wow. They came in and they're trying to fucking just they're steal poaching. Our fucking people.
Are they still hiring?
Dude, not for...
But...
They but said a similar thing to me, too. I don't think it was a real job, but they were just like, oh, if you're ever in L.A., come hang with
me. Byron's going to go out. So should my problem be with Adam Carolla and his
Lewis,
people?
I don't think they're poaching. I think this is like...
think they're just polite.
I think this is L.A. bullshit. I think Byron thinks he has a job that we are slowly realizing he actually doesn't have a job right as you just kicked him out of his only real job.
And
now he's going to live on the streets forever. This sounds like just some crazy L.A. bullshit where
he
tells everyone, we should set up a general
meeting. He says crazy things. He's like, dude, they offered me a full-time job with benefits, and I was like, they didn't. I promise you, whatever's going on in your head, I was like, it's not a job with benefits waiting for you right now. I was like, I promise you, that's not what's happening right now. So I hope they don't give him the job,
dude. If they offered like a thing to Andrea
and didn't know
Natalie
her name
and didn't know their name, that is totally like, if you're ever out there, just come on.
Yeah, you know. They're calling me right now. Yeah, I'll take it, Lewis. I'm out forever.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I we got to move on. I can't spend any more time talking about Byron and his fucking dumb job with Adam Carolla's people. I hope he takes it, and I hope he has it.
There's no job.
He needs to stop showing up at the fucking studio and disrespecting me and fucking acting like he's Mr. Cool Guy. He's like, you know, like he's a cool guy. He's smoking weed, be like, hey, look at this faggot. Like, how do you eat your mind, Byron?
That being said, I would love if someone threw sugar packets at me. I guess. With my mouth open.
Keep them coming.
It's a crazy way to be. Nobody in the history of this job has ever acted like Byron. Nobody's ever come in with the level of comfort that Byron has.
I didn't know his name till last night.
Have we, Shannon, has there ever been Byron? Anybody like Byron?
Joe Byron.
Remember that guy?
I feel like Dylan maybe had a lot of confidence coming in, but it was a different thing.
Dylan
he was
had
actually
his
more
confidence.
Yeah, but we beat it out of Dylan. Yeah, Dylan got it.
Dylan, it took him. I mean, we had Dalton, who was mentally handicapped, fucking made it took Dylan's soul and made him cry. Byron's thing is he thinks he's winning everything right now. He's like, yeah, they kicked me out, dude. Look, I get to breathe fresh air now. Like, what's going on? I hate you.
Maybe
I don't have to breathe Lewis's air.
But this, all these people that are like, I'm the one going like, oh, let's give Byron a job. He's really good with people. Let's figure out a way to like, I go to Ralph. Ralph's like, who is this homeless person here? He sucked his own dick. Good. What does that have to do with me?
His name is Mike Herring.
That is the fucking, that is the extent of what it was. And then I'm going out of my way to be like, oh, let's make sure that we fucking take care of these guys. Just like Ian. And then they come and they stab me in the back.
Traitors, man.
No loyalty.
No loyalty.
Wait, what?
For me, I like...
You gotta start tightening
the throne
a little bit.
I'm talking about you too, yeah.
No.
You're a backstabber.
I give you donuts.
No, you give Byron donuts.
Call you? No, Byron stole donuts. That wasn't for fucking Byron.
Was that even articulated well on the show?
What?
That Ian brought donuts in, and then I didn't even want one because I'm eating well right now. But
you would have loved it.
That Ian was like, "Oh, have you had a donut?" And I was like, "Oh." And then I went to go look, and then Byron's going.
I brought donuts for the comics and for Shannon, Andrea, and Natalie.
Well, and then Byron ate them.
Yeah. No, not Byron.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
It's a crazy way to be.
You brought it for everybody but Byron?
Quick, let's take a moment and thank YoCratom.com for supporting today's show. YoCratom.com is home of the $60 kilo, and if you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you're in the market for Kratom, you got to get it from YoCratom.com.
Guys, the price of everything has been going up lately. Your groceries, your rent, your gasoline, but you know what's going to stay the same? A kilo of Kratom from YoCratom.com. It's the best deal in the world. $60 for a full kilo of Kratom delivered right to your goddamn door.
Come on, no better deal in the world. Makes it easy. You don't got to go out to a gas station or a smoke shop to get your Kratom. Get it delivered to you from YoCratom.com. All right, where were we? Ladies and gentlemen, time for a new segment on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, what you jerking to?
Lewis, what you jerking to?
Man, what you jerking to?
What am I jerking to?
Couple old OnlyFans.
Are you OnlyFans in?
Signed up for
it. You're OnlyFans in.
Now, yeah. When you sign up for an OnlyFans, do they see your email? Are they?
No,
do
they see your name that you.
No, yeah, oh, that, I, my like, OnlyFans yeah. has my name.
Which my name
my
is.
Profile picture.
My name is Whore Destroyer.
Mine's just like my Instagram profile. I think Ian's, it's my same name.
Ian's on has it, his, yeah. his tour dates are listed.
Yeah. Yeah, I just made a fucking profile.
No, mine's under the name Joe Schmo.
But I don't sign up for OnlyFans to anyone we know. It's all for...
I signed up for an OnlyFans.
I did for someone that I know.
Say names.
I don't know her name. But like a Twitter person. And then immediately she wrote me on Instagram. And she's like, thanks for supporting. But I do the thing. Because I'm curious. Oh, and so I do the thing. But then I'll unsubscribe right away. So I'll like subscribe to it. And then unsubscribe. I'll get a gander. And then I'll be like, all right, that was worth $10.
This girl who... Her and I DM'd as like, whatever. We used to do like voice messages, and then it just went nowhere, and then it was just like sending each other.
What are
like
the voice messages?
Oh, we like I
we do bad impressions, like Walken.
Hey, I want to suck your pussy over here. I
want to suck
Christopher. I want to suck your fucking pussy over here.
So what
am I going to find when I lift up that skirt?
So you send your DM.
She was a fucking whore, Tony.
So we were like DMing for a while, and then like always like
guy, oh my,
to each other stuff, and then she put up her OnlyFans, and I signed up. It was like $5 or whatever.
Who is it?
This girl, I forget her OnlyFans name, but. She messaged me and was like, thanks for the support. I'll give you a free whatever for life. You don't have to pay, whatever. I was like, cool. And then her welcome video was the hottest like welcome video ever.
I'm on show it, obviously. Let me see. Yeah.
Who is it? Do we know this person?
It's a comic?
No, she's like a Cuban girl.
I don't know.
I'll shout her out. What's her?
She's Puerto Rican. Her thing.
Nice. So you're jerking OnlyFans.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you have to pay for that stuff? Like, do you pay for some of it?
Yeah, and I got to start unpaying.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I subscribe.
This would ruin me.
I subscribe to 1 month of Adam22's Plug Talk OnlyFans.
Does he?
And you jerk off to that?
Show?
Check this out, doggy. So we had him on Legion of Skanks, right? Adam22, super cool dude. I like him.
Did I set that up, by the way?
Half so. You were one of the people in his DMs being like, oh, you should do it. But then a lot of people were like, being like, oh, dude, you should be on the show.
Because he actually,
he was nervous. Like,
yeah, so he texted me and was like, is it like a roast show? And I go, no, they're going to love you.
Yeah, he was like, I think he was like, what is this? I hear they're racist and sexist and misogynist, but I hear they're funny. Like, so, you know, it's kind of funny when you see like these LA people, they do the show.
And he's been like canceled and like shot at, and he was still nervous.
Look, New York comedy is racist. Hot. LA comedy is rapists.
Yeah.
That's just what it is.
Yeah. Her name's Sasha Meow. Sasha Meow. You guys want to look her up?
Oh, hello. Sasha Meow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the video?
No, the video. Have you ever had one of those videos where they like tell you like what to do? They're like, stroke your dick.
They're called JOI. JOI.
Oh, really?
JOI.
I've never seen them before. I saw one, and she did it, and it was like, oh, woo!
Yeah. Jerk off instructions are good.
Red light,
dude.
Green light?
No, what's that?
What do you think it is? Red light, green light. Squid jerking games. Off.
Oh, interesting.
You're like, red light, yeah. And you're like...
No, she's pretty hot. I like that. So this is what I'm jerking to. You guys could chime in a minute here. So yeah. Adam 22 was on Skanks. Regardless, he told us he does this plug talk, which I didn't really follow his shit. I knew he did Kendama, and I knew he interviewed hip-hop guys.
Yeah.
But he's got a podcast called Plug Talk, right? And what him and his girl do...
is his girl Lena the Plug?
Yes. Lena the Plug, right? Yes. Hot chick, yes. Right? So they interview a porn chick, and then it's like one camera shot, right? They have like little things in, and then they go, all right, cool, let's fuck now. And then like at the end of the half an hour interview, they just fuck the girl, and they have a threesome. And that's the podcast.
That's awesome.
Lewis, I would like to pitch a new podcast.
It rules. It rules.
That's incredible.
And... So it's $5 for the first month, and it's $20 after that. So I got to.
And the name of the show is Big J Wishes This Is How Podcasting Works.
But it's pretty fucking solid. Like,
his cock.
A lot of his cock's decent. Not a lot of the girl. Like, I'm not really into his selection of porn stars.
No, but that's hot because it seems like, oh my god, it's also, I realize, because you have a podcast, like, it's very like realistic to your life.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Hey, we're all podcasting, it's, and then
not
we're fucking.
That, it's not that far. Yes. I mean, look, I try to do it with every young comic I get in here. Right. Just turn the cameras off. Come on, Sabrina Piper. Come on the podcast.
Byron, you have to leave. Am I in trouble? Yeah. No, I have to fucking open my door.
Lewis jerks off the idea of not having to take him to an expensive restaurant after the podcast. Oh, yeah. Save $400 at Nobu.
So, yeah, this. So Adam 22's. So I ended up subscribing, and I've treated myself to.
So you jerk off to this guy?
I jerk off to Adam 20. Adam,
to the guy. Adam 22.
Well, I don't jerk off to him. I jerk off to him.
Yeah, he's not like jerking off to Adam's appearance on Legion of Skanks.
Well, I can put myself in the position, right? No, I mean, no offense. I'm not trying to fucking bang his wife or disrespect his wife, which is very weird because, like, I don't know him super well, but I know him enough that, like, I don't want to be like, hey, dude, I'm jerking off to your wife. Yeah. So I try to keep her out of it, right? Yeah. She's, like, in the background. I'm like,
hey, dude, I'm jerking off to you.
Yeah.
Wait, did your mic just get cut?
It sounded like someone's.
Mike's, Ian's. You have to plug your.
He yanked the plug.
You yanked it, Ian. You're the only one who fucking does that in the world.
I fiddle.
You're a fiddlestick.
A little fiddlestick.
So yeah, that's what I've been jerking to. He's done a few good ones. Couple porn stars
can we
that
pop
I know.
Up some of the pictures.
No, because it's
no
it's,
no. Like, don't they have pictures? Like of just them
like
talking.
On the OnlyFans?
Yeah,
I'm sure
see?
You could. I'm sure you could find.
Oh, but it. Oh,
that was yeah. Twitter too. Yeah.
Oh my
yeah,
that's god! It. And then they.
Which
fuck?
One's oh. His chick?
Yeah, I'm in the middle.
Oh, damn, dude!
Wow,
dude, it rules.
That's awesome.
That
dude,
is the pose of a guy who has figured
I
out
do
life.
That.
But this is like a thing where, like, if I'm gonna jerk off to porn, there has to be another element. Like, it's almost like it's the reason that I like OnlyFans is because you know these chicks or whatever else it might be, right? Or you feel like you could know them. It's an element of social media.
Yes.
You can reach out to this. Like, I can put you're right about I could put myself there. Like, I'm podcasting with two chicks and I could it's like I'm sure like MMA fighters jerk off to like you see like in cage
oh,
porn
that, yeah.
Like all the time.
Oh yeah. I've seen that.
There was one that was like two MMA fighters would fight and then the winner gets to fuck the chick.
Yeah.
That was like a whole
It was like a
series.
Subgenre. Yeah, because I met some girl in Vegas at a gym who did that and I had never seen it before. Like, and they'll literally like they both will always look like kind of like high level white belts, low level blue belts, and they'll like start fucking in between. So they'll be wrestling, someone gets a rear naked choke, and then it's like, suck my dick, and then they go back to fighting.
No, the one that I'm talking about is two guys would fight, like you and I would fight, and then the winner of the fight gets to fuck the girl.
Like Gladiator? That's kind of cool.
Yeah. But how heavy
fight
is
everybody.
This fighting? Like, are they like...
It's real.
Are they like... Ugh,
they would fight.
And then,
they'd be
and
bleeding.
Then they fuck at the
they'd,
end.
So then they fuck a chick while they have a head injury?
Yeah. It rules.
Yeah, that rules. Yeah, it rules.
That is a mess.
CNCTE band shit. Yeah. Oh my god.
So they fuck a chick while they both have head injuries?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, it's not bad. Brennan Sagalow, what you jerking to?
What you jerking to? What am I jerking to? So, on, there are these TikTok...
Be careful.
That are of age that do like the trends and stuff, and they're really sexy and all that stuff. But then if you go to their Twitter, they're like starting off trying to be porn stars. So it's like if it's like girls that are trying to do that, but then they realize that they made a mistake, which happens where they're like, you know, that happened a lot in the pandemic where they started OnlyFans and then these girls were like, and then like wiped it from the earth. I'm catching girls. Yeah.
At the mistake point.
These women at the mistake point.
That's hot.
Where you go to their TikTok and then their Twitter.
But how do you find them at their mistake point?
You know. You go to it and you're like... I mean, some of them, they're growing. Like, I'll go back to some and I'm like, oh, hey, they're like figuring it out. But then some are like, they'll be wiped from Twitter and all that stuff. It's
dude, the girl from Adam Carolla offered them all jobs.
You should, if you're out in L.A.
There's a girl that I think the Post did an article about her, about how, like, she started in OnlyFans to show that tall girls... are sexy too, because she was tired of getting rejected for being too tall. She's so fucking hot. She was like an athlete. Then she started an OnlyFans of just like, I'm tall, her in a bikini, and you can slowly see her start to like devolve into like, the first time I get fucked on camera, and then she's like fucking a dildo.
That should be on a website in itself, where you get like a video and a photo sort of journal of their descent into
owning it.
Dude,
if you pop her up,
the last picture is her father's funeral.
Dude, but it's like a PowerPoint. It's like a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah. Look,
as we go,
she's swiping so tall. Oh, dude, it's, you know when they do those things where they take the piece of paper down, it like tells a story. It's just slowly them getting more and more into like gag things and stuff.
Jamie,
let me show you a picture.
Jamie,
yes.
What'd you jerk it to?
Okay, so I'm kind of I'm in a weird moment of my life where I'm going back and forth
trying to children
murders. I'm trying
blood play.
I'm trying to not look at porn, and part of it is because I literally just I want to fucking focus on my career. I don't want to have like constant.
How often are
fuck
you jerking
brain.
Off where it like gets in the way of your career?
No.
Or how bad is your career that jerking off gets in the way of it?
That's what it is.
Zaglow is crushing.
No, I'm trying to like not fuck. Like I'm trying to just go into like sort of like monk mode. And when I watch a lot of porn, fuck brain goes on. And suddenly I'm just like thinking about fucking girls that I shouldn't, or that, you know, whereas if I'm not looking at porn and I'm not in fuck brain, I can go do a stand up show and then leave instead of staying till like 3 a.m. trying to fuck someone or whatever.
Does something happen with porn recently where there is just not being produced as much, right?
I don't know.
I feel like the profits went way down.
Because I've watched porn recently.
When you go to the tube sites, I feel
they're
like
just
there's nothing new.
Do you think OnlyFans is starting to like
maybe,
take it over?
Maybe, whatever it is.
Now it seems like it's more accessible
and personal to you.
Yeah.
The porn industry, it was because back in the day, it was like. Like, I'm literally, these tube sites, I'm bored. Like, there's nothing new. There's nothing, you know. So I understand. So what are you jerking off to?
So what's happening is I go back and forth. I'll go a couple days without jerking off, and I feel fucking great. And I'm, like, getting shit done, and I'm not thinking about shit, and I'm saying no to, like, girls that I know will be toxic. But then suddenly porn, that shitty porn that I was getting, that will seem like such a treat. That instead of being like desensitized to it, if I go a couple days without jerking off and then I'm like, I kind of want to fuck this chick, but I know I shouldn't, then I'll just watch any fucking porn.
Anything.
And it's just, it seems incredible.
Yeah.
So anything would be the answer.
Remember when I was doing that, when I was jerking off for a while? I think I went like close to 90 days.
Wow.
And I felt so fucking good. And like, you really do feel like a form of clarity. Mm-hmm. And like, and then I notice when I go back to porn, it becomes like an obsessive, like, I gotta do it every day. I'm going home and I'll look forward to it at night. And it's like, not good.
Like before
it feels
bed.
Like a drug.
No, I almost never jerk off at night.
Really?
No,
makes you like groggy in the morning.
I'm usually, by the time the nighttime hits, I'm so stoned and tired. I'm like, not trying
when
to.
When are you? Morning. When are you jerking?
Morning.
Morning.
Typically in the morning. Wake up with a bone.
Ah.
Grab a little bit of fucking.
Touch your bone diddly.
Grab a little bit of my.
Penis.
Coconut oil.
A little coconut oil.
Yeah.
half.
I know the routine.
A little coconut oil.
Dude, it's fucking. Yeah, dude.
There. Do you jerk off Lewis, more?
Balls smell like Malibu.
Do you jerk off more the on way. The road?
Yeah,
the road's that's what gets me every time.
Yeah, the road is the place to be.
Lewis is an up and about boy on the road. Lewis is up working out, going out to eat. Lewis gets out of the room.
I like walk in.
I do the same.
I walk into the hotel when I'm like going to do gigs, and I'm just like, I'm gonna jerk off in this hotel. Like that's like one of the first things.
You
I
know
think.
What I gotta get in the habit of doing? I gotta get in the habit of just walking in as I check in and be like, hey, can I get like 7 body lotions?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing here?
Oh yeah, towards the end of the road. Like,
I'm a dry guy.
I can't be a dry guy.
So I was always a dry guy, and then finally, literally.
Well, that's like, the only way Jamie can get turned on is if the girl's pussy's dry.
If it's dry, yeah. She has to be saying no,
it's a cat's mouth.
but yeah, I discovered literally I felt like a kid again. Hotel lotion for the first time ever, like 2 weeks ago. I was like, what is this lotion for? And I was like, I'm gonna jerk off with it. And it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem with lotion is very often
the cleanup.
No, you
what?
They have so many.
It rubs into your skin, dude.
Yeah, and then you take a shower.
Yeah, you're thinking of like lube, then you're all sticky.
You're right.
Yeah, it's just covered in cum. Yeah. No, dude, lotion, you fucking jerk, right? You put the towel in your belly, come onto the towel, fold the towel up, and go.
You have a towel on your belly?
You've just...
Yeah,
you've just revolutionized my life.
Yeah.
I didn't even think to put a towel on the belly.
You have a little...
Towel on the belly. I've just been coming on the belly.
Oh, my God. Then you got to clean inside your belly button, dude.
Yeah.
You got a little...
There's you no got cat hair on your belly.
There's no way you're getting all that cum out of your belly button. Dude. You're walking around with cum in your belly button.
I know, that's for later.
That's why you're the fucking boss. That's why these are your chairs. You got a little jizz.
My towel, dude.
Yeah, that rules.
My towel, my chair.
My jizz, my towel.
Wow.
Yeah, that's rules. That's
you never, you've never done a towel on the belly?
No.
Wow.
I feel like I would be.
I wasn't a cum on the belly guy for a while.
Sometimes I shoot, right? Shannon, Natalie, can you watch me do this? Sometimes I. ladies?
Watching on the camera.
Just please watch on the camera. Sometimes like I'll shoot, right? And the towel's there. And then I'll take the towel and I'll fold it around my dick, fold it over my dick. And then,
like, you've gotten a hand job after a massage.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. That's what they do.
That's brilliant. Like, prepping a fancy napkin. That's awesome.
Do they use a hot towel?
And then Lewis turns it into an elephant.
I folded it to it.
He folds it into, like, a rose. Afterwards. I'm going to do that.
Do it.
Yeah. I'm going to do it this
teaching
this
you the
Saturday
ways.
In Portland, Maine.
Teaching you the ways.
Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Shannon, what you jerking to? Same guy always, right?
Yeah, but there are newer videos. Ooh. I do like the newer ones because like he has his updated tattoos, his updated haircut. So, but yeah, same.
It is fun when you can grow tattoos, with the people you're jerking to. Progress porn.
Nat, what you jerking to?
This is going to be the door.
Power tools?
Like
the Indigo Girls.
He's like, do you remember Casey Anthony?
She's
no, none of us do.
God, she's going to give a real answer. Shut up.
Yeah, she grabbed the mic.
Okay.
This is going to be the dorkiest like Gen Z answer ever, but I had a Tumblr back in the day that was just porn. I would reblog onto it.
Whoa.
And so I just keep that going, and like if I see something, I'll just
add
to your Tumblr porn?
Can you add to it? No.
You personally add to is your own Tumblr, and it was your own porn Tumblr, so you would add to your...
Yeah, wait. I didn't put things on it. I would just see things on that would come up on other
people's
blogs.
Now, is this live? Could we visit this now?
What's the content?
You could if you knew the name of it.
What's the name of it?
Why the fuck would I tell you
that?
Can
we get the link to it? Can you bring it up?
Softball puss.
Clack, clack with Nat.
I just think you should all guess what you think the name of it is.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not good at improv.
I never guessed that.
Dot
Tumblr.
And
wait,
Natalie,
yeah,
can I?
What's the content of the things you're reposting?
It depends on the mood.
Is it lesbian porn or straight porn?
Both.
Nice.
Yeah. And gay. All sorts of shit.
Wait, gay porn.
Yep.
Yes.
Natalie, can I? Yeah.
Natalie is what's fucked up, dude.
No.
So I like Natalie.
I want to ask her because I've actually heard this from straight girls. And I don't know if you have a theory on this, that I know a lot of straight girls that used to just watch gay porn.
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, the double roles the are different, perhaps.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Straight chicks love seeing guys kiss.
What's the difference between that and guys watching lesbian porn?
Yeah. If
Yeah.
If you're into hot men, now there's two hot men.
So guys watching,
one of them's really gay.
Guys watching lesbian porn, you're thinking about, I think, being in there, right? Whereas, like, if the girl's not thinking about
lesbian porn,
like the stuff in lesbian porn, I would do to the girl, I guess. Maybe not.
I don't know. You're all overthinking it. I just enjoy it. It's like, you know, there isn't a science.
It wasn't even a judgment thing. It was a legitimate, like, if you don't like fucking a guy in the ass, why do you get off on watching guys fucking each other in the ass? Yeah, no, it was
legit. I have a hard time understanding it because I don't watch lesbian porn. I mean, I guess I have.
I don't watch lesbian porn, really.
I guess I have, like, here and there I've watched, like, but never to, like, actually complete.
No, lesbian porn's a younger man's game.
Yeah, that's like
when you're, like, first getting into it.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, literally, like,
when there's four tits instead of two.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess. Yeah, so no, I can't understand why you would watch gay porn.
Gay porn's cool because you can tell, like, when a bottom is hard, you're like, oh, he's really enjoying this.
You know what I jerked off once too?
This was
some sick shit. It was, and I've done both. I've had a gay guy fucking a chick.
Huh?
I jerked off to an actual gay. Like, he was like, I was like, ew, girls. And then they came in and they were like, you're gonna fuck this chick. He's like, all right, I'll give it a go. And then he did it, and it was fucking wild. Then another time was a straight up she was a lesbian. It wasn't like, oh, a lesbian. Like, she was like, I'm a lesbian.
Yeah.
They're like, you're going to fuck this guy. She's like, I guess I have to. And it was so, like, against nature, whatever was happening, it was so fucked up. Kind of. She was okay. Her body was decent. But it was a situation that got me into it. I was like, I'm going to fuck
this guy. What about a trans woman fucking a woman? You ever get into that? That's hot.
I think I've seen that once.
You know what it is? My problem is I think that I secretly like it. So every time I see it, I'm like, ew, and I turn it off.
You got to click out fast.
Oh, yeah, get away from it. I don't like that.
Give in to the sin.
Just get on Twitter talking about groomers.
Yeah.
Quick.
Pedophiles suck.
The Dexter of gay porn.
By the way, I like how right wingers have taken the position that they are the ones who hate pedophiles. Everyone hates pedophiles.
Everyone hates pedophiles.
But it's become a very strange thing that it's like become like
also,
we're for American values and against pedophilia.
Who's for pedophilia? They're only going after the LGBT and not
the Catholic Church.
Beautiful pageants. What are they called?
Beauty pageants
and the Catholic Church.
It's all sick.
They're all
and
like,
by the way. It doesn't sound good calling them beautiful pageants.
No,
you know, beautiful perfect angel days.
And they all do daddy daughter dances.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
these are the same people that are doing daddy daughter dances and fucking all this shit with their kids.
Very strange.
And they're like,
my sister's communion specifically. And do you remember communion? Catholic communion.
I had a first
holy communion.
The little girls, they put in like a wedding dress.
Yeah, it's really strange.
It's a very weird.
Yeah, and they also get on their knees and take the bread of Christ. It's very
not only that,
the skin of
body of Christ.
Yeah.
Specific
yeah.
body
of Christ.
Not only that, Louis, you're Hispanic. They spray the wine also on your dress fist. Like 6-year-olds in wedding dresses for little parties.
Yeah. Well, that's what communion is like 7.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
A communion is like 7 years old. Yeah, dude. And I remember being like. Just always being like, why are they dressed like they're getting married to God? They're children.
Religion is so creepy. They're fucking children.
Yeah. It's very, very strange.
But every political person on like the far left and the far right, it's like they're hypocrites. Kids. One, they're hypocrites. Though I remember the when they canceled Roseanne, all these right wing people were talking about free speech. And then it was literally weeks later with like no irony, the right was trying to do it to James Gunn. And they were saying the exact same shit. And that always happens. What happened now is there were a couple cases of like creepy shit with kids, and some people are legitimately concerned about the kids and we'll talk about it, and then other people are like, this is my in to just attack the entire like LGBT community and be like they're all, because I saw people being like, I'm against surgery for, you know, kids. And I'm like, okay, I'm against that. And they're like, and that's why we have to get rid of the pride parade. And you're like, what? And it's just they will just
getting
keep
my
pushing
fifth
the line.
Facelift.
Yeah.
Also, it's all the most like glaring hypocritical thing I think was when everyone was like, Michelle Obama's showing her shoulders. That's so disrespectful. She looks like a fucking blah, blah. And then when Melania...
A blah what?
What, do you have a stutter all of a sudden?
But then Melania came in, and the, and everyone
she was like a real mini.
Melania came in, and everyone was like, "Oh, we've seen her naked. She's a fucking whore." And everyone's like, "Don't disrespect the sanctity of the first lady.
She's our Aryan goddess."
Everybody sucks.
Yeah. Everyone sucks.
Yeah, they all do. So
how's that for it? I'll say it. Everybody sucks.
Dangerous.
Ian, I hate Ian,
you're dangerous, dude.
I go there, guys.
He tells it like it is.
Yeah.
You go right to the edge.
Me people suck.
Get him on the offend everyone tour.
The
watch
left
out.
Is extreme. The right's extreme.
The right's a little extreme.
Yeah.
Right in the middle.
Oh, yeah. I call it like it is. You need a guy that sees shit for what it is.
I have in my Twitter bio, contrarian.
Living you.
Let's see. All right, so there's a video. I guess an orangutan in a Thailand zoo grabs a woman's boob and then kisses her in a picture. Let's see this. Is it a video?
Nice. Please show us a rap video.
No, I've seen this video. It's very funny.
I have multiple videos and images. Here's one video.
The kiss I...
Oh, come on.
What the fuck is wrong with
that? That's inappropriate.
Shannon, what the fuck is wrong with
that? Shannon! Please.
Are you kidding me, Shannon?
Dude, that's the second bit she's done
today. We talked
today.
About racism on the show, and she takes it too far every time. I hate it.
Oh, I was scared that was Natalie's Tumblr. So I feel better now.
Now, let's just keep watching that.
Yeah.
Shannon, do you have another?
But like, as like a bit. Like, let's just all be quiet and watch that video.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Catch you.
Hold on. Sorry.
Is that an ad on a porn site?
You want to last longer?
So I will tell you.
No, I don't.
Real girls talking.
That's the most embarrassing part of Pornhub is like the Semen X banjo music that comes on, and like you're afraid that everyone's gonna know that. Like, yeah.
So this is a zoo in Thailand, and apparently this has happened several different times where women want to take pictures with the orangutan. So here's one. This is for real.
Nice. Yes, take pictures with me.
Aw. Hell yeah, dude.
Nice.
There's another one where he straight up like gropes the chick's tit though, right?
Yeah, I have
that one
picture.
The girl had a moment where she goes, I'm uncomfortable, and then like, I'm gonna use this for
what
Instagram.
If it was like in the end of Trading Places where it's just a guy in a gorilla suit?
This is the one I saw. Oh,
hell yeah, dude.
That's great. And she likes it.
But what, so do they get sexual thrill out of grabbing breasts?
Yeah, they're just like us.
Yeah. I'm sure they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
No way.
It doesn't say if they're actually getting aroused in this. It just says that they've developed these bad habits from being so close to the tourists.
What kind of rapey tourists are going there just grabbing
tits? How do you develop that? Is it, I mean, hey, nature versus nurture.
Sure.
I like it. I don't mind it. All right, let's
do female orangutans
on the line.
Do female orangutans have titties?
Yeah.
So then they probably play with their titties.
Yeah.
They suck each other's dicks and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
Damn, monkeys are crazy.
Monkeys be crazy, yo.
Monkeys be crazy. Hey, monkeys, what you jerking to?
What you jerking to?
Yeah, there you go.
Look at that.
Oh, hell
yeah. I hooked up with her one time. Those are some long nippy nips.
Big old nippies.
When you suck on nipples, do you bite them? Do you lick them?
You bite them and
lick them. What's your technique?
I treat them like the old Tootsie Pop commercial. I go, one, two, three.
Yeah. Ooh.
Three bites.
Ooh, bitch your titties.
Three bites.
Three.
Yeah, that's how I treat a titty. How do you treat a titty, and what's your technique?
I don't know. I just do a bunch of different stuff, and then when they tell me what to do, I do it.
I wish women would be more clear with what they do or what they want. We're going to stop in like 2 minutes, Jamie, while we're about to wrap.
They do. That's good when they're like, bite it. Suck it.
I like when a woman is like,
spin it. Twist it.
Jesus. Call the police.
Was that Bop It commercial?
Yeah. It's the toy. I treat a woman's tits like a Bop It. I twist it. I beat it. Kestrel Snake. Kestrel Snake. Kestrel Snake.
I love you.
I love you.
Yay.
I treat it like a fucking Etch-a-Sketch. Trying to draw a circle. Like,
it doesn't work. You shake it.
I'm so mad. I'm so mad.
Forget this happened.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, bitches. We treat you like toys.
Yeah.
Like old toys from the 90s.
Yeah.
Everyone enjoys. Everyone enjoys. Remember.
I treat women like.
Out so you stop talking.
I treat women like slinkies. I just push them down the stairs.
Yeah.
Guess old snake. I treat them like a Mr. Potato Head, and I rip off their nose and put it in my pocket.
And put their eyes in their butts.
I treat it like Mousetrap. I can't figure it out, so I put her back in the closet.
I treat her like a... hold on, I looked up a bunch of 90s toys.
Like a board game.
Like a board game, because you have to say sorry.
like your bike, because a black guy took it. And he's going to teach your son to ride one day.
I treat her like a magic eight ball because every time I ask her a question, I don't care what she says, I just shake her.
All right. Hey, no wrong answers are at the right answer sheet right now.
I got there.
Yeah.
Please try again.
Okay, we're done. We're wrapping this one up. This has been a fun show. Thank you, everyone, for coming out. Ian, Brendan, Jamie, support them in everything they do.
Oh, yeah.
Come see me this tonight in Columbus, Ohio. And then me and Zach, the Offend Everyone Tour, Zach and Mika are going to be coming out with us. I thought Harrington aged like 20 years. It's hilarious. Zach and Mika will be with us in Colorado Springs, Denver, Vegas, and Los Angeles. We'll check you guys next week. Peace.
That's all, folks.